welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every single day talking about HR, the number one HR show out there. So let's get to our guest, and Sarang Brahmi, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks, Nisha.
I'm pretty sure you are going to change some lives today on the information you're going to share with us. So let's get right to it. If you would, introduce yourself, and then our next question will be what's top of mind for you?
Okay, thank you. It's nice to be part of the show. I've been following for a few weeks now. So just to introduce myself, my name is Sarang Brahmi. I'm part of Capgemini India team. So, yeah, I'm based out of India. It's nice, breezy, 10:30 p.m. over here. I manage the social recruiting part for Capgemini India. Apart from sourcing training as well, so that's my forte too. That's pretty much what I do. I'm really passionate about how social media is helping recruiters, candidates to come together and connect with each other. And obviously, sourcing is where I belong. I've worked in sourcing for the last 8 to 9 years as well. So that's a bit about me. What's keeping me up in the night is, I think, pretty much anything to do with social media and sourcing. I still remember the time we started social media recruiting in Capgemini 2 years back. Man, it just changed a big time. Where we started with Orkuts and some blogs, and today we are talking about Pinterest and Instagram and stuff like that. Everyday things are changing. So I'm really passionate about how today recruiters, sourcers specifically, can make great great help from social media in terms of engaging, connecting with candidates. Just being open and being really democratic in the way that HR and recruitment is changing. And yeah, sourcing is definitely one of my passionate areas. In fact, I've been following things like SourceCon for quite a long time. I was a speaker there. So new ways of finding candidates, that's what keeps me up every day. And that's a new challenging thing that I think it keeps me in the play of recruiting and talent acquisition. So anything to do with new in terms of candidate engagement and talent sourcing is something I would love to be awake even at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, and you're kind of in one of those really specific subsets of recruiting that has kind of really came to the forefront, in my opinion, probably in the last 5 or 6 years because of technology that's a little more readily available. And so now it's much more, it's much more of a conversation than it was a long time ago. The first time I heard it, I was like, you're doing what? We're called what? We'd always source, but I didn't know there were sourcers. I was like, oh, that is like about the coolest thing I've ever heard. In recruiting, kind of the dark arts folks that were out there getting information. I'm like, wow, and had a pulse on information. So what has, I guess my first question would be, what has kind of the social technology, what has changed in, the mainstreaming of sourcing? Has anything really changed significantly on the sourcing front? As maybe as a role, as a profession, as a skill set. I mean, what's changed with that because of the dynamic, the dynamic nature of new technology, and there's much more information available and people are more acceptable to get pinged for information. So give us a little bit of the horizon on that.
Correct. So I still remember the first day I was trained as a sourcer, we taught Boolean as the first subject. How to do Boolean search strings, how to do Googling, and how to find those golden nuggets that are hidden somewhere down beneath of internet. Things have changed. New technologies, new social sites have come up. But I think what hasn't changed is the mindset of sourcing. Though, yes, social technologies like Facebook, LinkedIn, for that matter, LinkedIn is the favorite of recruiters, has given a much easier access to finding information. But what sourcing is not just about finding information. So take an example of LinkedIn. Today with LinkedIn, you can literally find, and what LinkedIn claims, at least in India, is they have over 95% of penetration here in India in terms of IT market. So that means you have an open access to 95% of people. Does that really make you a great sourcer? I don't think so. Just having access to that information, whether you're using Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, new tools, like there are tons of big data recruiting tools that have come up, like Entelo, Social CV. I'm sure you guys have been using Dice Open Web and stuff like that. But what has changed is it has given you an easy access to information. But how do you really use that information? How do you really connect to candidates? How you are engaging them into the process? I think that's what is more important in sourcing. It's not just very simple thing, just sending someone an email or sending someone a note. But what you do after that, how do you approach that candidate? How do you make connection? How do you really gauge information out of him in terms of what he wants to do, what he doesn't want to do, whether he's really fit for requirement? How do you network with him? How do you get more information out of it? I think sourcing has really come up to a level where it is just more than finding information. So previously there used to be a kind of junior recruiters who used to do sourcing. But today sourcing is kind of come up to an age where it's a strategic component of recruitment in the talent war scenario. So to just summarize, I think sourcing has gone much ahead than just finding information or finding candidates, but how do you engage, how do you connect with them, how do you kind of take it ahead, and how do you use these social technologies for employer branding and for engaging them into the process. I think that defines a normal sourcer versus, I would say, a real sourcing pro.
Well, this is interesting, Saran. From your talk, I have actually two points. One, as you said, about junior recruiters, which I'll come back to you later. Now I would like to get more takes on what do you do from your end in order to, engage the candidate or to connect with the candidate. So for our audience, do us a favor in terms of tell a few things that recruiters should stop doing when it comes to connecting the candidates on, let's just say, on social media platform.
Okay. One thing that I think, first thing that recruiters should stop you doing is do spamming. I think, LinkedIn, we have to as much blame as recruiters or us to misuse some of the social platforms. So we should have a different mindset, or we should, where I keep telling my recruiters, when you are on LinkedIn, wear LinkedIn hat, wear a passive researcher hat, wear a different hat. You just can't say to a LinkedIn guy, hey, I found your profile. It's a great match to my candidate requirement. Can you send me your CV? I think for me, if I would have been a candidate, I would have kind of offended him. Why this guy is sending me email to send my CV? I'm really not here to find a job. So the way you should engage is firstly, once you identify the right candidate, I think you should able to do a personalized approach to that person. Look at his profile. Look at, do some research on the internet in terms of what has his or her been background. Why do you think that he is a right person? Tell him more about your business. Get him interested. I was hearing Greg Savage, a recruiting legend, the webinar. He used a very good word in terms of seducing your candidates. I think, get them interested. Talk them more about your company. What are you doing and why this role? Why your opportunity is really something that he or she should look into. So that's one way to kind of engage or find out what inspires them. Is it a role? Is it money? Is it distance? Is it a company? What exactly that would really entice candidates to talk to you? I think LinkedIn has introduced an email facility where you can in fact send mass emails. I hate that facility big time. No, you should have a personalized approach. You should talk to candidates in their own language and find out what triggered them to talk with you.
Interesting. And as you talked about LinkedIn, now I've read that Facebook is launching a new feature in our profile that we can add our skill set. So I'm so curious to see how this is going to turn out. I mean, how this is going to happen. And from a recruiter point of view, do you see yourself, choosing Facebook over LinkedIn?
I'll answer this in two ways. So one, yes, Facebook has been slowly and steadily moving into a direction. In fact, Mark Zuckerberg has publicly made a statement that, while he introduced a graph search, one of his favorite queries was recruiting. So they in fact understand the potential that Facebook has in terms of for recruiters and the kind of market that LinkedIn has captured. So yes, the fact that today you can put your skills in the profile section that they have introduced will definitely make a recruiter's job easier in terms of fetching that information, because I think graph search has really turned around or started a turnaround in terms of how recruiters see Facebook in terms of searching. Graph search has given them some trigger to search information, though it's nowhere closer to what LinkedIn has. But will I prefer Facebook over LinkedIn? A bit tricky. There's still a mindset that Facebook personal and LinkedIn professional. So I would not prefer Facebook over LinkedIn. Let's put it that way. If I have a choice, I would definitely go to LinkedIn before going to Facebook. But by saying that, I'm not denying the fact that I won't use Facebook for recruiting. If I find really a good candidate on Facebook who's not there on LinkedIn, or let's say someone who I have been trying to find on LinkedIn and he's not responding, I wouldn't mind to go into Facebook and just share him a message. I don't think that's any harm. It's a social platform, right? When you say social, it includes everyone, your friends, colleagues, recruiter, probably everyone. So, as I said, I would prefer LinkedIn, but I would not hesitate to use Facebook as well. For me, it's everything is open. I would open all the avenues to find an engaged candidate, let that be Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter.
So, kind of continue down, kind of down that stream of thought. What would it take? What does Facebook have to do to get more competitive? To help, more competitive in the recruiting sourcing side of things, to go really more head-to-head with LinkedIn and being a recruiting tool, in your opinion?
Right. I think if you ask me personally, I think Facebook has a great potential in terms of using it for candidate search, engagement, and that route. Currently, Facebook is looked at more from the engagement, employer branding perspective. You create fan pages, you create groups and stuff like that. So engagement side is great, but from the sourcing side, it's still not where it should be. So I think what Facebook needs to do is look at more, and what I think they're going to that path slowly. So capturing more professional information, capturing more about what person is doing in terms of his company skills, give a bit of profiling. At the same time, I think Facebook has a bigger mind, thing to overcome is privacy. In terms of privacy settings, in terms of, because people are using Facebook more for personal reasons, so the time they start using it for professional, there has to be a boundary line drawn somewhere where they don't want it to engage external people to what they've been, where they've been going for shopping and where they've been doing partying and stuff like that. So in terms of that, I think Facebook needs to look at how, so something like Branch Out or something like, you know, I'm sure Monster also tried that way, but I'm not sure Branch Out or even the Monster's Be Known has been any success. But I think if Facebook really looked at, they have over 800 million people who are 50% of them logged in every day, I think there's a great potential. But they just need to work with, one is to capture more professional information, at the same time, keep those boundaries, keep those personal versus professional life different, or at least address those privacy concerns.
Well, and you, I mean, you've been on Branch Out, Work for Labs is probably the other one that sits on the Facebook,
yeah,
you know, basically sits on top of the Facebook information and lets you, you know, obviously feature functionality-wise, lets you kind of mine and connect and kind of use that as their foundational platform. And it's been interesting to see kind of how they have embraced that. It's hard not to get lost because Facebook is your,
yep,
engine. And I think that they've done, at least, you know, like I said, I think Branch Out is, they've got some really good personalities. They're very involved in the community. And, I mean, there's just a lot of things that they've done to do that. So, I mean, and Work for Labs, I mean, they're definitely pressing on kind of the global component and some other things. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting on that to see kind of what the evolution goes, to see how, like, the LinkedIn versus the Facebooks, how the titans kind of, like, flex where they're really good at, right? I mean, that's the,
yep,
part that,
yep,
I don't think they've really kind of pinned down, like, where are we so much better at that we can now intersect all the buying behaviors and the communication behaviors of Facebook. And I think that's ultimately the biggest tipping point with Facebook, is you have consumer behaviors that you're able to tap into and not just professional behaviors as far as buying,
yep,
and communications like LinkedIn. And so it's going to be really fascinating over the next 12 to 18 months to see kind of what happens with that. So let me do a quick reset. Everybody listening to Drive Through HR, Brian and Nisha, we're on talking about the sourcing landscape with Sarang Brahmi from India. And which my next question is going to be, what are some of the things you're seeing on more kind of the global landscape that maybe is a trend that, you know, a lot of the local kind of recruiting efforts aren't aware of or just haven't thought about? Any differences that you feel are significant?
So I've kind of worked in my earlier career, I've worked on the European and U.S. sourcing part. Now I'm into the India side of it. I think, especially from India side, I think there's a lot of eagerness and a lot of buy-in is coming from the social media landscape. So India sourcing has predominantly been dominated by local job portals, like Monster is one of them, which is a global job portal, but Naukri.com, which is a primary job portal. Now I think people are realizing that there's a greater need to look beyond job portals, beyond, in fact, social employer referral is one of the other parts that companies are looking at. Also, gamification. Just to share, my company is currently working on, so, you know, in terms of how do we gamify the employer referral process. It's a very one-way process where you just ask someone to upload their profile or, hey, refer your friends and stuff like that. But how do you really engage them, get them to do, inspire them, excite them about what they are doing, gamify the entire experience, and then, you know, connect the dots with the social, their social graph, and hey, it just boom, that opens up a completely new platform. So that in my mind is kind of changing. In fact, one of the things that we did is we on Facebook recently we launched a contest called Tech Challenge, where we wanted to engage our technical audience, technology-based audience there, which is our target audience, into the entire gamification. So we have had multiple technologies, multiple level of questions, so people would go ahead to have MCQs and complete the levels, and that's how we have engaged them. That's how we have given them prizes and stuff like that. So I think that part is really coming up. At the same time, I think a lot of other tools, which are big data tools, which also connects to social. So if you really look at social, it's not just about Facebook versus LinkedIn versus Twitter. I think it is more of Facebook plus LinkedIn plus Twitter plus everything else. So as I said, tools like Entelo, Social CV, Dice Open Web are actually aggregating that information at one place, giving Sourcer a chance to, rather than going to multiple avenues, just find everything at one place, create the entire social CV of that person, where you go to Stack Overflow, you go into Cloud and stuff like that, and create a social CV. And just imagine if you put that in front of a hiring manager, giving all the other information that person would not have written on the CV, but that's there on the social platform, which is, I'm talking about professional information or technical information. Hey, that creates a whole new dimension, and that creates a better impact, better hiring decision. So that just give a new overview. In fact, plus the mobile is coming a big way. So in fact, even at India, people are kind of coming to a sense that yes, you know, today there is 74% jump in the smartphones that India has as compared to 2012. So obviously, you know, social apps, mobile recruiting these are kind of things which are, I wouldn't say we have reached, at least from India perspective, we have reached to maturity level, but I think companies are now more open to look beyond traditional sources and venture into some of these things. So I think, yeah, it's a pretty interesting space at the moment.
Well, it's actually really glad to know where is India heading when it comes to mobile recruitment or social recruitment. Going back to your previous point, as you said, you know, that junior recruiter concept, which was there prior in many of the organizations, like a recruiter will focusing more on the sourcing or recruitment aspect. But with the emergence of all the social tools or incorporating all this social media to an employer branding concept, now everybody is sort of a recruiter, right, in an organization?
Yeah, obviously, you know, and the point is today, whether you're a sourcer or a recruiter, you cannot really sit behind the walls and just do your stuff. Everyone has to come in front, talk with candidates, engage them to the process. So let that be a sourcer who do the initial conversation, make the initial HR match, make sure the candidate is interested, do the HR fitment, and then, or maybe a recruiter who then takes the profile forward, do the interview scheduling, make the offer negotiation. Both of these people have to kind of work together and also work with candidates and be social. So, you know, just because you're a recruiter, you cannot be, you know, in the other side of things and just leave everything. So it's a more open world. Today, candidates are talking about their good, bad experiences on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Glassdoor or stuff like that. So they would mention the names of the recruiters as well. So yeah, that's a risk. But at the same time, you have to come upfront and also engage candidates through the entire process. So imagine this case where a candidate is going through the offer period, and he's you can actually, as a recruiter, you can connect with him and see what he's been doing on social or professional networking platforms. You know, and to see whether he is really getting, he's talking to other recruiters, he's still connecting, just getting a feel of whether this guy is going to join you or not, getting a feel whether, you know, what this person is doing even after getting an offer, stuff like that. So, from sourcing perspective as well as from recruiter's perspective, I think it's, both of them today are out in the open and in the forefront of recruitment.
Well, I wanted to hear more about, as you said, you have referral programs that is sort of gamified at your organization. So let's just say you are sharing your job boards or a vacancy about in your company to, let's just say, Facebook or Twitter or wherever on the social media platform. So in an aspect, more than two people are referring one candidate, one single candidate. So how do you know who is the winner?
Right. So that's, I think, down to the compliance, governance, and candidate database that we are using. So I think it's important for companies to really nail down the processes. So it's actually the you know, in our case, it's first in, first. So someone who's put in the candidate's detail first, so that person gets the credit. If someone else wants to upload him, we clearly tell, hey, this candidate is already with us, you know, and tag to someone else. So I think that's all down to the compliance, the rules that you bring, and obviously at the same time you are open to your people in terms of their issues, problems, and engage them into that. So also in terms of social connection, I think there are tools available like JobWhite or Good Jobs or Oracle's you know, TalentWine, SelectMine. So I think those tools are built in a such a way that it checks for your duplicacy, it checks for availability of candidate who's already there, tagged to someone. So I think, yeah, it all boils down to the processes and governance and rules that you do boil down into. It also depends on organization to organization. So some companies say that, you know, like us, we say that it's for 6 months you have the ownership for, you know, and after that it's an open game. Anyone else can come and refer the same candidate and take the credit of that. So it also boils down to companies to companies and what processes they want to encourage.
So, Sarang, this is probably our last question. We're running out of time. So how do you really feel that mobile is being disrupted? Mobile technologies, mobile access, mobile whatever is being disruptive in the sourcing space?
Well, it is definitely it's definitely there. I mean, in terms of numbers, in terms of usage of mobile, and the growth that mobile is seeing over the past couple of years, it's really phenomenal. But at the same time, I think at least from India perspective, I can say that though there has been a lot of talks, discussions about mobile recruiting and stuff like that, I think organizations are still not equipped enough to go that way in full fledged, where they're still finding their roots in the current social technologies and taking kind of a cautious approach before they go towards mobile ways. Also in terms of India, if you compare India to US, US is far ahead in terms of mobile penetration. India is still relatively lower, but I think the rate is extremely high in India as well. So again, as I said, there's tools like Antilo, Social CV, you know, the fact that let's say your Talio, you can actually go and put the feedback or do everything on your mobile. So things are there, technology is there, but I think it all boils down to companies to really do that change management internally in terms of their stakeholders, in terms of recruiters, sources, while implementing a new technology. So I think, at least from the India perspective, I think it's still early days. I know there are companies who have done that, but I think we would still need to see more 6 to 8 months to see some really good benefits, at least in the India space. But I'm the intent is there. And the need is there. I think you just need to find the right platform and integrate within the current recruitment ecosystem.
Well, Sarang, thank you so much for coming on. Folks, we're out of time. Talk to you tomorrow.